2022. What a ride.
We laughed, we cried. Can you believe the queen died? The mask came off. The roofs blew off. Kyrie went off. And the president fell off.
Biden's bike tips.
Quiet quitting became a thing. Pete and Kim had a fling. And Kanye cried about Pete's 10-inch thing.
And I have no reason to lie.
The Oscars went viral for a slap. Ticketmaster made Swifty snap.
They literally just canceled general sale.
And the Winter Olympics made Putin nap.
What a stupid son of a bitch.
Tom and Giselle was on the rocks. Trump brought home secrets in a box. And what the fuck was monkeypox?
I don't have that answer, and I usually have every answer.
After 19 years, Ellen ended her talking. Crypto crash, what a shocker. And Georgia gave the Heisman to Herschel Walker, who, by the way, not a great talker.
This erection is about the people.
Vampires and cool people, are they not?
Several clips play.
Before we unleash the fury of 23, we got a shit ton of videos for you to see. Hey.
So you record
2022. You up? Because it's time to back that year up.
Kevin Hart and Kenan Thompson sit at a desk.
All right.
Woo!
Ding dong.
Come on now.
You understand?
I'm home.
Somebody's at the door.
Hey, what, do you want me to open it?
You know what to do.
Hey, don't you tell me, because I'll do it. Welcome to 2022. Back that year up. This is a look at the year that was. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Kevin Hart.
I'm Kenan Thompson. Kevin, what did you get into this year?
Oh, my God. What did I get into? Not much. I didn't do much at all, man. I was in like 3 movies, 4 TV shows. I had 2 documentaries, mm-hmm. 3 digital series. I had 150 stand-up shows. I opened up a plant-based restaurant. That was cool. Guest on like 21 talk shows. I did 33 podcasts. And I was in about, 43 credit card commercials, I think, something like that.
So you took the year off?
Yeah, it was a light
one
for me.
You was chilling.
It was a light year.
Yeah,
I didn't do much.
Chilling,
it was a
yeah.
very, very light year. Mm-hmm. What about you, Keenan? What did you do for 2022?
A lot of drugs, you know.
Okay.
Just trying to figure out my life.
By the way, got to do that.
Don't judge me.
Hey, look. I ain't got a gal. I ain't going to hit the gal.
You understand? You can get a TV show and do that. You're going to do that. No, but it has been great. I got my own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yes, you did.
That's right. I hosted the Emmys. I started my 77th season on Saturday Night Live. That's right. One more, I get to take Pete Davidson out on a date.
Wow. Pete Davidson, boy. And people say I'm in everything.
Okay. you heard something like that.
You know what I'm talking about. All right, guys, listen, it's been one hell of a year. And on this show, guess what we're going to do? We're going to look back at all the stuff that you remember and all the moments that you wish you could forget.
That's right. Let's kick it off with Shaking My Damn Headlines.
Shaking My Damn Headlines. Kenan, I'm so excited about this one.
Let's go. And what may have been legit or just a senior moment, President Joe Biden said that the pandemic is over.
Wait, real question. Is it over?
That's what I want. Is it over?
You know, Kenan, honestly, it don't even matter. Because I'm pretty sure COVID is going to haunt us forever. It's like our old jokes on Twitter or Madonna on TikTok.
Oh, goodness.
Take a look at this shit.
But that's her.
No, watch this.
That's Madonna there.
Madonna, back up. Back the fuck up, Madonna.
No.
What you doing? What is she doing?
She kisses the lens.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much,
what
Madonna.
What just happened?
I don't understand what that was.
Well, nobody does. To be honest with you, if I can get that part of my life back, I'd do anything to have it. I mean, what just happened, man?
Yeah, but, I mean, she looks great.
Yeah, come on now. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, what do you mean, right? Love her. Nobody has explained to her the algorithm of how TikTok works.
Yeah, she thinks it's based on closeness.
I don't know what that was.
Yeah, it's not. All right, well, when the government announced that masks were no longer required on flights, Americans on both sides of the airplane aisle celebrated.
We lost our mask in Southwest Airlines, where they lost their damn minds. Have you seen this?
Hello, Southwest Airlines passengers. In each of your seats, we have provided a ukulele for this flight from California to Hawaii. Everybody gets a free ukulele and free lessons.
I'm tired of all these ukuleles on this motherfucking ukulele plane.
Hey, I wouldn't have wanted one. I would have smashed somebody in the back of the head for not stopping to play it. You know what? They shouldn't let you get a ukulele unless you can spell it.
Let's spell it right now.
I can spell it.
Go ahead.
Ukulele. So that's ukulele. L-L. L-L.
There's a cut. U-cut.
I'm going to be honest with you. Then don't give me one.
Okay? I don't need it.
Just don't give me one. I don't need it.
Okay.
I have no fucking idea how to spell it. All right? I can't even spell Southwest, if you want me to be honest with you. In September, Queen Elizabeth passed away. Prince Harry, well, he rushed back to pay his final respects. And Meghan Markle rushed back to get no respect.
Yeah, unfortunately, they arrived a little too late. But they did see footage of the Queen
moments before she passed. Let's take a look.
An elderly lady skydives.
All right, come on now. See, you know that's not what she was doing.
Resurrection.
That's not what she was doing.
Who put this in the prompter?
Now, stop making fun of a moment know that's damn very well, serious for a whole
country. We gonna read what y'all put in there. Don't do that to us.
Y'all making us look like Anchorman.
By the way, who okayed that old lady to get up there?
The woman's so old, she done been through two pandemics and one Titanic.
Kevin Hart covers his face and laughs.
All right, the line to pay the last respects to the late queen had people waiting for up to 27 hours. That's right, people, you heard me. 27 hours. Even celebrities had to wait. David Beckham. They had David Beckham in line. Look at this. Here it comes. Right. There he is, right there.
Right there with the red on. You saw that?
Had him in line. He's David Beckham.
I would have bought a fast pass. That's all
you
here
can't
too.
Get a fast pass.
I'd have bought a fast pass.
You can't.
Just to get up to the front.
Keenan, you can't.
Now, that's the line of people participating in the buyback program for Yeezys.
Oh, that's shit.
That's what that is. Got to buy them back. Turn them in. Turn them in.
When Russia invaded Ukraine, the world rallied around President Zelensky. The U.S. sent more than $40 billion in military aid. But Sean Penn, well, he gave him something even more valuable.
Oh,
wow,
yes.
He gave him the Oscar.
No. Please.
Take it.
Go ahead.
I feel terrible outside. It's just a symbolic, silly thing.
Yes, listen,
but if I know this is here...
Melt it down and make a weapon.
Yes.
Use this. As a tool. Sean Penn, I can't use this. This is not going to do enough.
When you win, bring it back to Malibu.
After you get your victory, I want you to crawl out of whatever rubble or whatever's there, and you bring
and you
this
hold
back
it
to
up.
Me.
You right? bring it back.
You bring it back.
Would you ever give your Oscar for Jumanji away?
You motherfucker. If you don't think I deserve one for that performance,
man,
you are just like them. Overlooking amazing
performances.
I'm
not gonna lie. I was like, when I was reading that, I was like, oh shit, he got an Oscar for Jumanji. And you deserved it. So I'm sorry that was a joke.
Earlier this year, the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago and found Trump had kept boxes full of top secret documents, and none of them were his tax returns.
Not one. The nation was so divided on the raid, but it's hard to tell which side that this protester was supporting.
Biden administration, the Democrats are weaponizing the FBI.
Nice to see Melania out there on his side. That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Melania hit the street for him.
You can't have a serious sentence wearing that stupid ass hat.
That's a dumb ass hat.
It's not a
MAGA hat, it's a mega hat. And it's dumb.
In 2022, political activists got way more aggressive with their protests.
Mm-hmm. Climate activists threw a can of soup on a Van Gogh painting, mashed potatoes at a Monet, and cake at the Mona Lisa.
Can you believe this?
Why?
Why would you do such a thing? I don't know.
Now, what does the painting have to do with climate?
I don't know, but
exactly.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
You know, if Van Gogh was there, he would have gave them an earful.
Well, let's just ask the real question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the security at in these art museums?
Ever. Somebody said security and still nobody showed up.
I mean, this is the only time that you realize every security guard in these art museums is pushing 65.
Every time.
Never seen a younger.
And over.
And they all do the same thing. They only say one thing. Excuse me. Step back behind that line.
Don't touch the $1 million painting, please, with your finger.
Back up.
Don't you throw that soup on there.
You know how bad.
They also threw guacamole on a Jackson Pollock, but nobody could tell.
Nobody
we got art jokes. We got jokes.
Yeah.
All right. In 2022, the media talked a lot about rising crime rates. Some citizens took the law into their own hands. Look what happened when these guys tried to rob a jewelry store. Oh, you catch a bad one.
Hold on. Come on.
Big bump.
Come on, Chuck. Come here. Oh, yeah?
Look,
watch
the
this.
Girl doing karate,
got your
too.
Ass, huh?
Hey,
got you.
Oh, you getting
get
beat up.
Ass. You know, Keenan, every kick begins with K.
You're damn right.
Yeah.
You're damn right.
Yeah.
They should have went to Jared.
Two jewelry store employees have punched and kicked two robbers.
Should have went to Jared. All right. So much of the news this year was upsetting, so let's talk about something a bit more uplifting.
Please, man.
On September 22nd, the Central American country, Honduras, celebrated its 201st anniversary of independence with a special drop by a paratroopers.
They crash land.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Here you coming in.
Yeah, no, we gonna celebrate it.
No, I'm professional with this.
Come on now.
I've done this training a million times.
They called us. You ready, right?
Nothing
you ready,
going
right?
wrong. I'm definitely on course. Nothing to panic. Oh, shit. Nothing to panic about.
Hold on, I couldn't see
that.
Oh, that's all bad. Excuse me.
Definitely my partner got it under control.
Excuse me.
My partner definitely gonna land his, right?
I followed your coordinates.
Right into the porta potty, man. Now, that's a shitty day.
Hey,
we can land wherever we want. Oh,
oh shit, hold on. Here I come. Hey, to the right. To the right.
Now, who the fuck turned the wind on? Come on, man. It's like this every time.
They crash into the audience.
Oh. Who turned the wind on?
Who turned the wind on? God damn. None of them had a good landing.
every time we do this, why
every
would y'all do
one
it?
One of them got up and said the same thing.
Yeah.
Where Reg at? Is Reg going?
Did Reg make it down?
What about Carl? Carl didn't come down either?
Did Carl hit it?
What about Mark? Where Mark at? Mark ain't come down either?
Everybody dead?
Everybody dead.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Damn.
I'm just trying to say none of us are making it down. That's all I'm...
This year on November 15th, the world population hit 8 billion, and this guy helped put us over the edge.
Now, I don't think I was even this excited when my kids was born.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Nick Cannon.
Putting that work in.
I did it!
That's right.
Putting that work in.
You're welcome.
That's right, the dick swindler himself.
Whoa, man, why every time we gotta talk about me, you gotta talk about my dick?
Shut up, Nick. Okay, listen,
I don't like being called in the middle of this. Yeah.
Sorry, Keenan. Nick, look, you've been busy this year. We all know that. And that's why I sent you one thing, you know, as a father.
An asshole gift. Is just say
about?
What it is.
What did I send you?
A fucking vending machine full of condoms.
Keenan, did I get them?
You got them. You got them on that one, dog. You got them.
The question is, are you using it, Nick?
I hate him.
You haven't been using it. Now, this year was the 18th season of Wild 'N Out. Congratulations,
yes,
by the way.
Thank you, man.
And you've birthed a lot of kids, and you've birthed a lot of careers.
Yes.
Now, did you know that some of these people was going to be huge?
Oh, man. I don't know. Like, that's the thing, too. I don't even like to, and you know this about me, I don't like to take credit for nothing like that. I just like to create the platform. It's funny, like, even sitting here with, you know, someone, I owe a lot of my success to you, not to you.
Not to.
But to this guy, because you gave me opportunities and stuff when we was on Nickelodeon and
but
stuff.
But the exact same, I can't take credit for that.
Exactly, and I feel the exact same way to where I could take credit for
you. You do!
You take credit for
you
all
do.
Of
you do! You fucking liar! You tell me all the time.
I
started
you. A platform, and when you was broke...
Here we go. Here we go.
Is.
I helped pay your Studio City apartment
here
bills.
Here we go.
Always
his exact
that up.
Words is, Kevin, your little black broke ass would still be on the street if it wasn't for me and my opportunity. You should be thanking me.
Because I didn't create Kevin Hart.
No. Hart landed on you.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
That's a bitch.
Yes, that's right.
Now, Nick, listen, on a serious note, man, you just finished another phenomenal season of The Masked Singer. What a show. What a success.
Incredible.
When the fuck y'all coming to unmask?
I'll be honest with you, Nick. I wouldn't last past the first round. I think everybody's gonna know it's
that's
me.
That's the point.
When I come out, everybody gonna. That's Kevin Hart.
That's Kevin Hart.
That's Kevin Hart for
everybody
sure, man. It sounds like he's singing through his nose. That's Kevin Hart right there. Nick, I will say one thing, man, and this is an opportunity to give you flowers. I always like
I
to
joke
with
you. I want no fucking flowers.
Well, in all this right, case, you're going to take them because I tease you, I joke with you, that's our relationship. But the world of creativity that's attached to you and your craft. This is my brother. I love him more than life. And you know what? Like I said, it's about flowers. So I got my brother a Christmas card for him and his family.
See, I knew it was going to be. I knew it was a fucking joke.
That's Nick and the Cannons right there. Here you go, Nick.
Happy holidays.
It was too good to be true that he was trying to give me my flowers.
I did give you your flowers, and I'm also giving you a Christmas card from
all
us.
All this shit.
That's every goddamn child you got on there. Look at that.
You're missing a few.
A massive crowd is on the card.
What are you looking forward to then in 2023?
I was about to say, we got a plan for all these kids. What's going on?
Yeah, yes. We grew up on TV.
Yeah,
they gonna right. get money like
that's
we was
right.
getting they money.
Get this, California.
Nick, all my kids gonna have sitcoms, album covers.
Yeah, you heard it. Books. Live here on our show.
It's
Nick
happening.
Cannon is pimping his kids. This just
called a retirement plan, Kevin.
Retirement.
I got kids with Mariah Carey. Don't you think there's some talent in there?
There's some talent.
I'm just have those kids mentor the other 12.
Hey, it's gonna come.
That's
gonna come.
A show and a half.
I'm the only one clapping for that.
Well, yeah.
Everybody else is
on the stand. But I'm serious.
These are people that I really, truly love. There's not a lot of people in this industry that I can say I love you.
Well,
love you, too.
Love you, too, Nick.
See,
thank you
very
much.
Say that,
coming,
that he can love.
Well, you
give
shut
me a hug.
The fuck up, Nick.
Give me a hug, man.
All right, stick around, everybody. We'll be right back with more love. Nick got to get back to his kids.
Check this out. Let me rip my jacket.
Go home to your children.
Back.
Kenan. Backyard again.
I'm about to get Kevin pregnant.
Get back on, man.
Just tell him.
There it is.
There it is. Go on up.
Kevin Hart and Kenan Thompson are in the studio.
Welcome back to 2022 Back That Year Up. After 2 years of streaming in lockdown, people were ready to get down to the movie theater.
You're damn right they were. You know, this year, Hollywood gave us so many original movies. I mean, come on, man. We got another Avatar, mm-hmm. right? We got another Batman.
Yes.
And after 36 years of finally waiting, we got another Top Gun.
Woo! How about it? Everybody loved Top Gun, Maverick, except Leonardo DiCaprio, because he won't pay attention to anything that's over 25.
Hi-yo! Oh! Boom!
you know what I'm saying?
You took a shot!
Taking shots out here.
Holy shit! Come on, man!
Come on now.
Boy, you threw a fastball and I caught it and my hand is burning.
You okay?
Yeah! All right, guys. Let's take a look back at the year in entertainment. This is for the pop culture.
Yes, it is.
You know, this year's Oscars were controversial, but thankfully, it had nothing to do with anything that I tweeted 20 years ago.
That's right. I was really in complete shock, man. I mean, I remember exactly where I was when I saw that Lunana Yack in the classroom got robbed for Best Foreign Film.
Kenan, yeah. I was pissed. I was angry about it, right? Yeah. Low-key, you know what I thought?
What?
I thought that Verdun Vasadim and Eskedeva, I thought that from, you know what I'm talking about, right? From Hoshkin, I thought that they should have won, and they didn't.
They did.
And I was going to shit a brick then.
Right.
Because I was pissed off.
I feel you. And, you know, I love Norwegian cinema. But
you do.
Are we forgetting anything, though?
Like, I'm forgetting anything attached
I feel like
to Oscars
there might have been another big Oscars moment.
No, I know you said you attached the Yak. I did Verdun's Versace.
You on Verdun's Versace.
You hit Norwegian cinema.
Yeah.
Right? And, we did all the throwback. No, yeah. We ain't forget nothing. You know what? No, we didn't forget nothing, right? Because the thing that people want us to not forget, we're going to forget.
Well, I hosted the Emmys, and it had its own controversy as well. Jimmy Kimmel, you know, he kind of acted like he was knocked out for way too long.
I saw this. You know, I actually saw a lot of mean tweets after that, man. I felt like he probably wasn't going to get invited to the awards again.
I mean, he's actually hosting the Oscars next year.
Get the fuck out of here, is he?
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. That is the widest thing that you could ever do. Get in trouble and then get a promotion. That's how that happens, people. Wow.
All right, our next guest is one of the biggest breakout stars of 2022. Please welcome the Emmy-winning creator of Abbott Elementary, Quinta Brunson.
Yes, yes.
Quinta.
Hi, Kevin.
Welcome. Welcome, Quinta. First and foremost, congrats on all your success.
Absolutely.
I mean, look, winning the Emmy, that has to be a highlight for you of 2022, is it not?
It is. It's a super highlight. I mean, I'm happy that my show is doing well. I'm happy I'm sitting here talking to you guys right now. It's been a really good year. Kevin, you were one of the first people to be very, very nice to me in Hollywood. So it's really nice to end my year talking to you.
That's all right.
You see
that's all right.
Hmm?
And I'm number two.
Well,
that's right. I did. I was the second one.
You are very nice. Yeah,
I was the second one.
She didn't mention you.
She really didn't.
Well, she said nothing
all the way
about
out of
you,
it,
which makes
but
me
But I included myself.
Dick. Makes me think you've been a dick.
Yep.
That's what makes me think.
I wasn't.
Here's what you need to understand. The success of this show comes from the Philadelphia public school system, which we both came through, right? Mm-hmm. We both had our start coming up in the hard grit iron of the Philadelphia public school
system. Give it up for them teachers.
Now that's what I want to do. Teachers. I want to shout out to them, Quince. I mean, how often do you go back to Philly?
I was just in Phily last week. I went to a Sixers game, got to ring the bell. The amount of love that I felt was crazy, and it's wonderful to be able to be something positive to our city right now.
That's right.
I mean, I feel like you know what that feels like, and
that's
they need positivity, and it feels really, I don't know, it feels good.
Yeah, by the way, listen, our city is the best, city of brotherly love, but I do want you to understand, they still will rob you, but it's out of love. They'll do it, and after they do it, go, hey, keep going. Like,
right,
I love
right,
you.
Right, right. Keep doing
like,
you.
Yeah, they're not going.
Guess what? I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Gotta survive. Gotta survive in the streets of Philly.
You know, I did a lot of donations in Philadelphia. I gave laptops to school, and they stole them before they got there.
That's Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. By the way, I saw them when they did it. They got them right in broad daylight. And they looked at me,
the same thing.
But they shouted me out as they took it.
Hey, Kev.
Keep on trying, bro. You know, like, you're doing positive stuff. And only our city can do that.
Somebody got the laptops.
Yeah, no, somebody got them, by the way.
Somebody got them.
I think they sold them back to the school for a nice number. Either way, it's a win-win. I'm not here to find
the
negative.
In a way, I'm not mad at that.
There's a positive in it. What are your plans for the holidays this year?
My plans are to relax. I want to sleep, y'all.
You have earned it.
I'm tired. I want to sleep. I would love to sleep right through the ball drop, but I can't. I actually have to go to New York. I'm doing the ball drop this year. The dick stuff.
What did you just say? Yeah, you're doing the dick stuff for New Year's.
You heard
it here, folks. Quentin Brunson doing dick stuff for New Year's.
All right. Well,
thank you so much for your time.
Breaking news here. We will watch you on New Year's doing the dick stuff, and I say be safe.
Be safe with it.
Protect yourself, okay?
Protect yourself.
It's the new year, and it's a new you.
Yeah.
Y'all heard it here.
Yes.
Quentin, that's dope.
It's a really chaotic mixture, and I don't know if I like it. It's too much happening.
Little two T-Rexes out here coming at you.
It's a lot.
Exactly.
Quentin, we love you.
Love
you
so much.
Appreciate you.
Congratulations.
Keep shining, you're a star. Congrats.
Absolutely. Quentin Brunson, everybody.
Bye.
One celebrity who was everything, everywhere, all at once was Ye.
Yeah. Are we really going there? Ye or nay?
Ye.
All
right. Right? We have to. I mean, look, for those of you who weren't paying attention, Ye is the name of the artist formerly known as Employable.
Several other major businesses and brands have also dumped him. Vogue, Balenciaga, and just today, The Gap yanked all his Yeezy stuff. Not a good day for Ye at all.
Yeah, you know who else dropped him? Kim Kardashian.
Okay, oh, come on. Come on. Yeah. Keenan, now that's enough.
I'm sorry. We're taking shots out here. We're having fun. Yeah, but nobody was amused by what Kanye said, but the internet was amused by what his muse said.
I mean, I was Josh Safdie's muse when he wrote Uncut Gems.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Now, if she was Ye's muse, how come we ain't holding her accountable?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. I tell you why we're not holding her accountable.
Why?
Because we don't want to hear her say this again.
Uncut Gems.
Right.
Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems.
Right.
Uncut Gems.
Right. Uncut Gems.
Yuck.
This year, election deniers and QAnon made a lot of noise. But the biggest conspiracy theory of the year, well, it was about almond milk.
I'm still not up on the almond milk.
Oh, no, no, Ross.
Rosé still frightened.
No, get the almond milk.
I just got up on 2% milk a couple years ago.
No, get the almond milk.
Now y'all trying to conspiracy.
No.
And it's the question, is it from the almond of the walnut? Is they squeezing it out of the peanut?
I don't have that answer, and I usually have every answer.
No, you don't.
No, you don't, Callie. You don't have every answer.
No, you don't. And I'm going to say what I think the world is going to say. Mm-hmm. Callie got to stop wearing these patterns on these shirts. You know?
We've had enough of the pattern
shirt. Yeah, we've had enough of the goddamn flowers
on the
shirt. We get
it. Live in Florida.
Dressing like a goddamn duvet cover. I can't. It's too much.
It's too much. It makes me want to go right to bed.
Yeah, no. And Rosé sitting here, is it made from the almond?
Oh. Is it 2% almond?
Is it?
That's not how. That's a milk.
That's actually
a cow's milk measurement. That's not almond.
I ain't never fuck with the almonds like that though, Colin.
Why would they talk about milk in the first place? I missed that.
What you gonna talk about when you sitting across from Colin with that goddamn shirt off?
Yeah, right.
Eventually, your eyes gonna hurt too. Ross was dizzy. He was dizzy and discombobulated. Oh.
I need some almond milk.
Yeah, that's it. After a while, that's
for
all
my headache.
Guys, we can't talk about 2022 without touching on the trial of the century. Of course, I'm talking about Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard.
And on my side of the bed,
what was it?
Was human fecal matter.
Oh,
wait, fecal matter. Wait, was it fecal?
Shit is a piece of shit on the bed.
Why didn't he just say shit? Why you?
Because he's trying to be all elegant. He's trying to make himself look...
You can't be elegant and talk about somebody shitting on your side of the bed.
No.
Fecal?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
That bitch shit on my side of the bed,
that's
sir.
Right.
That's
she's wrong for that. She's supposed to shit on his movie.
Yeah.
You just never knows what goes on in the bedroom between two completely unhinged adults.
I mean, you really don't, man.
So, you think that he ever brought her breakfast in bed?
No. You don't shit where you eat.
Everybody knows that. All right, after skipping 2 years due to the pandemic, Halloween returned with a vengeance this year, and celebrities turned up.
Heidi Klum always goes all in for Halloween, and guess what, people? This year, well, there was no exception.
How do you do it, Heidi?
Cool word, costume, Heidi.
Hey, Heidi, right here, Heidi.
Heidi.
She's the person that shows up at a party and it makes you look at your costume
right.
and realize that you didn't put no thought into Halloween.
At all.
Yeah, like that's what she does.
Yeah. Most people saying that Heidi Klum won Halloween, but we have someone here who might disagree with that. Please welcome Squirm Edwards.
Oh, shit. Squirm.
What's up, Squirm?
What's happening?
How you feeling?
Not great. You know, I'm a cold-blooded animal, but right now I'm hot as a motherfucker. My soil brothers and sisters did not appreciate Heidi Klum using Halloween to appropriate the culture.
Do you really think that she meant to offend you?
Let me tell you something. Everybody here, including your little ass, Kevin, gonna be worm food one day. Now, I got a list of demands that she needs to meet before I can let her off the hook.
You mean like the list of demands the Brooklyn Nets owner demanded to Kyrie?
Kyrie Irving? Ain't he the dude that said all earthworms are flat?
Oh, yep, yep. You can't blame him. You saw it in the documentary.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
Now, listen, I'm finna dry up out here, so I got a list of demands for Heidi. Y'all ready?
Well, I mean, we don't have a choice, Squirm.
All right, ready, first Squirm. She got to do is get back with Seal. Worms love seals.
Do they? What, are you serious?
Next, she got to take Nightcrawler sensitivity training classes.
What the fuck?
Then, no more live bait. She need to start fishing with lures.
Lures, okay.
Okay, another thing, worm lives matter.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, wait. Say it with me. Worm lives matter.
Worm lives matter.
I need y'all to say it together.
Worm lives matter.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I had no idea that her costume was so offensive. It seemed innocent to me.
Of course you didn't, you ignorant, fresh air breathing, teeth having, microwave owning, COVID spreading, non-composting, pesticide spraying sons of bitches.
All right, you know what? Somebody put this guy back in the ground. Fuck you, Squirm.
Hey, I'll put you two motherfuckers in the ground. I'll put two slugs in you right now.
Hey, man, that's enough.
Cut it there. Cut it there.
Don't take no disrespect from a damn worm.
We're sorry that y'all had to see all of that. From Mr. Worm, Squirm, Squirm the Worm.
Hey, how did he put his glasses on without arms?
With no arms. How he get glasses on? You know what? We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a bigger question.
Yeah.
The title appears 2022, Back That Year Up. Kevin Hart and Kenan Thompson are in the studio.
Welcome back to 2022, Back That Year Up. It was another exciting year in sports.
Damn right it was. What an amazing year in sports, especially if you were a Rams fan through February.
Oh, nice. Here's a segment we call Balls Out.
Balls Out! Well, on the first Sunday of 2022, wide receiver Antonio Brown made headlines when he quit mid-game to audition for Magic Mike. Roll the clip.
A player undresses on the field.
I said I'm out.
Oh, look at
Get
this.
Get your goddamn hands
I
off
said
me.
I'm out.
Get your goddamn... Watch this. Yeah, y'all see me?
What else? What else?
New York, what's up?
Oh, they coming down.
I'm done. Time out.
Hold on.
y'all agree with this decision.
Y'all heard what he said?
Right? Yeah, that was the opposite of quiet quitting.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, the Bucs didn't make it back to the Super Bowl, but somehow Antonio Brown did.
That's right. AB's on the left. Of course, Kanye's on the right. The far right. We all know that.
Yeah, we all know that. Okay. Kanye's all masked up. Even he's embarrassed to be seen with Antonio Brown.
He has to be. Antonio Brown's got some big balls, man. Who loses a job and it goes to the biggest work function of the year?
Come on now.
Who the fuck would do that, right?
I guess I would, because my show got canceled and I hosted the Emmys. And you know, in February, Tom Brady retired after just 65 seasons in the NFL, but he unretired 40 days later.
That's right. I don't know why, man. I thought retiring and then suddenly unretiring was Brett Favre's thing.
No. Brett Favre's thing is embezzling welfare money to build volleyball courts.
Oh, all right. Guys, our next guest knows a thing or two about Tom Brady. As his former teammate, he's earned 4 Super Bowl rings and soon a spot in the Football Hall of Fame. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the man, the myth, the legend, Rob Gronkowski, a.k.a. Gronk.
Honk, honk.
What's up, Peter?
What's up, guy?
Why'd you just honk at Gronk?
Because it rhymes, Gronk and
Gronk
honk.
And honk. Yeah, I get it.
Not any further than that.
Honk, Gronk. It's the first time I've seen it, man.
Honk if you love Gronk.
He looks like a big Mack truck, too. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm going to tell you something.
That's right.
Big truck.
I can tell by the white walls in the background that Gronk is bored and he wants to play football again. Look at this. That man is doing nothing with his goddamn time. What's going on, Gronk?
Hey, all right. Now, if Tom Brady calls you to come out of retirement again, do you take the call?
I will 100% answer Tom Brady's call, and I will 100% tell Tom Brady that I miss him as well. But I will 100% tell Tom, while being extra nervous and extra scared, telling him that I am not coming back to play football, but I still love you.
You would say it like that?
That was a long way around.
Yeah,
that's
a long way. Why not just say, Tom, go fuck yourself?
Yeah, right.
I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm going to say that. Tom, go fuck yourself.
There it is.
I'm on the beach. Yeah. I have my shirt off.
That's right.
Leave me alone.
That's right. Listen, Tom, I was there when you had a good team. You take that pile of shit that you're playing with and shove it up your ass, Tom. I'm enjoying my retirement. That's what you say.
That's what you say.
Yeah.
What was your, like, main highlight of 2022, you think?
Oh, my main highlight was buying my mom a crib.
Wow.
Nice. 2022, you did that, huh?
Yeah, you've been making money for a while.
About
2022 is the year that you decided to do that one, huh?
Been in the goddamn football league for 15 seasons.
Yeah, okay.
15 seasons of incredible...
Legal money.
Legal money, yes.
Every 12 years.
Yeah, good luck, man. Okay. That's we're happy for your mother.
We're definitely
way to go.
Thank you, man.
All right, what do you got planned for holidays, Gronk?
This year, I'm going to probably just go to my hometown, Buffalo, New York. Gronk spike a couple Christmas trees with my nephews and nieces. And go snowmobiling and skiing for the holidays.
Shout out to Buffalo, man.
Shout out to Buffalo, man.
I hope they done dug themselves out by now.
Well, I know that's right.
That was a lot. All right, Dome had a lot of snow inside. That's
Listen, Gronk, give me this, man. Who's winning the Super Bowl in February? Give me an honest pick, and don't try to throw Tom Brady in there just because. Who's winning the Super Bowl?
No, I'm not going to throw him in there. But it's definitely not the Eagles. They trash.
What the... You son of a...
I'll go with the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
Oh, that's a low blow. Because you know I'm a diehard Eagles fan. You know that all you have to do is say Eagles. Eagles are a shoe-in. But instead, you chose the low route. You chose the low route. And for that, my friend, you and I, we're on the outs. You hear me?
You have not shown respect, sir.
No.
Kevin, I let you win a Super Bowl about 4 years ago because I'm a nice guy like that.
First of all, you didn't let me win shit. We took it.
Yes, okay? I did.
We took that Super Bowl. And if your favorite quarterback, if he didn't drop the goddamn pass to himself, you guys would be in a different situation, Gronk. That's right. I don't forget anything. Yes.
He passed it to
himself.
No,
we let you have it.
He said,
you're such a crybaby. You needed one or else you'd still be crying.
All right. That's enough of this shit. You know what? I can't wait to come over your house and put my goddamn dirty hands all over those white-ass walls.
Yeah, come over. I want your ass and it'll give me my confidence to get back in the football.
I'm going to fingerprint those walls the fuck up, Gronk. You just wait till I see you in person.
Get your ass over here.
Yeah, I will be over there, Gronk. We're out of here. Keenan, tell me we're out of here.
We're out of here. Happy holidays, Gronk.
Come on, Keenan. Come be the referee.
Thank you. My hands are dirty, too. They're coming. Don't worry about it.
Double hands.
That's right.
All over your goddamn walls.
We appreciate you.
Love you, Gronk.
I love you guys.
All right, the Golden State Warriors won another NBA championship after missing two seasons with a torn ACL and a torn Achilles. Klay Thompson tore it up at the parade. The captain. Show him the moves.
Yeah, Michael Jackson. Excuse
hold on now. Don't just be knocking.
Nope, block. Block. That's a block. Her feet weren't set.
I thought knocking people out was Draymond's job.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know why people are judging Klay. If you're not that drunk at a parade after winning a championship, then you're not celebrating correctly.
I can't argue there. The Houston Astros won the World Series again, and this time, unlike Adam Levine, they didn't get caught cheating.
Oh, come on, man. That's ridiculous, okay? Texas Senator Ted Cruz crashed the championship parade, and even though he didn't request it, he got bottle service. Take a look at this.
Watch yourself.
Hey,
Bink.
Hey, I got you, Ted.
Secret Service. Let's get him right there. I see him. That man right there, we're going to get him and take him to jail.
By the way,
definitely going to get
him. By
the
way, you can just tell Ted's not athletic. He was looking at the damn thing come at him the whole time. He didn't even move.
Who, me?
And look at the clip again. Look how still he's standing ready to take the hit. Yeah, so, come on, man. What the fuck was that?
He ain't tried to catch it.
What was that? Was it a fan? Right.
And he still got hit. He put his hand up and still got hit. Come on, man. Yeah, this is like the Zapruder film, you know? His head went down and to the left. Down and to the left, you know. Call me crazy, but I think there was a second can thrower on the grassy knoll. That's some JFK talk.
That's actually good.
All right, now.
That's good.
The San Diego Padres had an incredible run. I can't believe they didn't go to the World Series with this kind of fan support.
Philly going down to yellow and brown.
Okay.
That's what's in. Padres on the loose.
They on the
Let's
two.
Let's go, Goose. Uh-huh. That's what's in.
Find the downbeat.
Bryce gonna lose, and Manny's gonna cruise. Yeah. That's what's in.
America's not got talent.
That's somebody's dad, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's somebody's.
On film forever.
That's somebody's dad.
Yep.
That poor child has to go to school and deal with that.
Somebody can pull that up.
Yeah.
Hey, ain't this your dad?
The Phillies going down to the yellow and brown. You know what? He's not even the worst. The worst are the jackasses behind him supporting
right.
it.
Right.
That's what's in.
That's what's yeah. in.
Let's go, Steve.
Come on, man. Send them out
the
there.
University of Tennessee football team did three amazing things this season. They took down Alabama. Then after that, they took down their goalposts. And then they took them down to the river.
A crowd carries a pole.
Let's follow me. Let's go. We're going to take it up out of here.
We need more school activities.
Everybody got a piece, right? Yeah.
Let's go to the river.
Joe, why are we going to the river, Joe? Huh?
We're going
to
baptize the goalpost.
Look, you got to give a lot of credit in that game to Tennessee's quarterback, Hendon Hooker. I mean, he did his thing.
Yeah, yeah. I always knew Nick Saban would be brought down by a hooker. I just didn't know they'd be from Tennessee.
Not from Tennessee. Come on now.
Don't do it
you
like
ain't gonna
that.
Do that. Come don't on do
now.
Them like that.
Not like that.
Hey, people, listen. In 2022, people were posting all kinds of new ways to exercise on social media. And here to break it down for us is the breakout star of his own shirts. I'm talking about Terry Crews.
Terry!
Hey, hey.
Look at him. That's right. Make him dance, Terry. Make him dance.
Make him dance. Make him pop.
So what you got for us there, Terry? What are we talking about?
Well, you know what? What's crazy, you know, people think the workouts I do are intense, but, you know, I've never seen anything like these. Like, I don't know what these people were thinking about, but look, it's not working out. Check this out. This dude turned daily exercise into his daily exorcism. You know what I mean? The power of Christ compels you.
Oh, yeah.
The devil is in this man right now.
Yeah.
Back up.
Oh, man.
I ain't done. Bro.
Yeah.
Twip. And seven, and
you know how strong
one after all that.
How strong and high you got to be at the same time. That's a lot.
After all of that, he go one.
Yeah, that's one.
That's all. You have to push yourself in the gym, but that's pushing it way too far. Yeah. That's just a little kind of crazy.
A lot of nut slamming. Am I wrong?
Oh my God! Like the pelvis was on the ground. The pelvis was definitely on the floor.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing. Very aggressive.
Very aggressive.
Yeah.
Very, very aggressive.
What else you got for us?
You know, some people use gym equipment. This guy uses the gym as equipment. Look at this thing. Oh, my God.
Okay. All right.
What are you doing? Just do it regular.
Okay. What are you doing? What are you doing?
No.
What are you doing? At this point.
They got... It's all been measured. You don't have to do that.
I'm going to say
no.
They done measured that out already.
All right. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the time to say what everybody wants to say, but everybody's afraid because this man is obviously in amazing shape.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody's got to say, sit your dumb ass down.
Somebody's got to say it.
Sit.
Somebody's got to say
your
that.
Your dumb ass down.
Yeah.
He's picking up a couch when the weight to his right is the exact same
that exact
weight.
Measurement.
Huh? Brother, what you doing? I'm lifting 310. Well, then grab two of those goddamn dumbbells and add them to the same amount. Who chooses not to use gym equipment and uses the shit around you in the gym for people to sit on? It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Mad clunky. That was not smooth motion either.
No,
that was not. That's
that,
not good
that was
for
a
the
shake
muscles.
Weight 2.0. It was like.
No, that's it's downright stupid. Why? He's on a pull up bar riding a bike. I'm gonna tell you what he need. A good fall. He need to do that shit. He need a good fall. He need one good fall so somebody can go. That's why your stupid ass needs to stop picking up the shit with them bands and sit down.
Sit your dumb ass in the corner.
Yeah, he need it.
But real quick, you got one more clip right there?
Yes, I do. Most people work out before their weddings, not during. Check this out. Okay.
A couple lift weights on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what I'm getting ready for.
You know what it's about to be tonight.
No.
You know what it's about.
You know what it is. You know what it is.
Oh, man, get ready.
I said I do, didn't I?
You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
Didn't I
say I do?
What'd you ask me?
Did we miss the gym this morning? Did we take days off?
We don't take days off. No, we don't.
Then get the goddamn squat rack out here.
Let's show them how we do it.
That's how you define a marriage right there, a clean and jerk. That's my marriage.
I didn't jerk.
He clean,
clean
I'm the jerk.
And jerk.
By the way, who
I was thinking of a different
who throws
jerk,
them back out that way during that marriage?
on the honeymoon.
Before you even get to it.
Yeah, that ain't the type of pelvic work I want to do. Not on that day. You're supposed to get to it in a different way.
No
that's
belt.
Too much. Too
they
much
didn't
dedication.
Have no belts on. She didn't have no belt, right? You don't recommend that. Because they had the belt on, right?
Not at all. No belt.
T, thank you for stopping by, Terry, man. Yeah, we always appreciate you.
Love you guys, man.
Love you too, Terry. We'll be back with more 2022 Back Deck Year Up.
Back Deck Year Up. I like
Back
that.
Back Year Up.
2022 Back Deck Year Up. Kevin and Keenan each read a magazine with their face on the cover.
Oh, welcome back to 2022 Back That Year Up.
Oh, wow. Listen, like most people, you know, I spend way too much time on social media.
Yeah, no shit. You hit 150 million Instagram followers this year. You don't do that by digital detoxing.
Well, no, I know. Okay, I can admit I got a problem.
All right, well, let's talk about some highlights from the 2022 timeline in our segment, Anti-Social Media.
This year, TikTokers were doing all kinds of viral challenges to chase clout.
These two tried the Sprite challenge, where you gotta chug a bottle of Sprite without burping. Let's see how they did.
Two women drink, over 58 million views.
I can't do it. My tummy hurt.
Oh, good Lord. That was Jabba the Conjuring. I had to mix two different movies for that one. That was
God damn.
Can we hear that one more time, please?
Yeah.
Oh, my tummy hurts.
I can't do it. My tummy hurt.
Try it. Just, I'm surprised a copious amount of vomit didn't come out.
I'm really blown away by that. That is disgusting. That really just burnt my balls. It's a stupid challenge. That gets a nasty result.
Nasty result.
Hear your nasty ass burping like that.
Oh.
Now, a lot of people use social media to show off the dance moves. This guy was definitely clogging up my...
Several people rapidly line dance.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Strong hey. Ankle. Strong hey. Ankle.
Bitch.
Hey. Strong hey. Ankle. Strong ankle.
Ho. Yeah. Oh.
Hey. Yeah. Hey.
Get
yeah.
up. Yeah. Or get yeah. up. Or yeah. Bitch, what you want? I'm getting back down. Not just tired. Trying. By the way, this is one of the times where you got to give a nod to the white community. That may be, I'm gonna say it, that display of crip walking, mm-hmm. I would put that guy against some of the best crip walkers. I would line
that
him
you've
up.
Ever seen.
I would line him up with the best that
put
I've
him
ever
up against
seen.
DMC.
But you can't give him our music. You gotta let him listen to the shit that he's listening to.
That's right.
So that he stays in that space.
His authentic
we can
space.
Put our yeah. music over that. We can right. later on
right.
dub our music in we'll and
let him
he's
learn
gonna match.
To them flutes
yeah.
And them bag,
I'm,
yeah,
bag I'm curious pipes. To know the song that he was doing it to.
It wasn't that one that we were listening to.
No, it was a banjo. A banjo was involved.
Yeah, definitely.
A banjo was involved for sure. But that was good. I got
say it's probably like Blues Traveler.
It's something like that. Something along those lines, for sure. But I got to give him credit where credit is due. That was amazing.
Oh, man. Light on his feet.
Yeah.
Light on his feet. All right, social media was once again a great place to discover young rappers.
Mm.
But don't sleep on the greatest generation. Take a look.
Older men rap.
Oh, my God. Okay. That's Bone Thugs and Osteoporosis.
Oh, that's Terry Bradshaw.
that's a straight up Terry Bradshaw.
Okay. Wow.
Oh, here he come, 81 Savage. Hey. Represent.
Oh, that's Earth, Wind, and Retired right there. That's, yeah.
That's who that is.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was actually pretty dope, right?
I like that. That was a Tribe Called Quest Diagnostics.
Yeah.
I like
that. House of Joint Pain is what that was, right?
Scoutcast.
That's the Black Eyed Peas Frequently, okay?
Walk DMC. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
That's good.
Now, people post all kinds of disturbing content on social media. Consider this your trigger warning.
Mm.
Jesus!
A child with dark hair appears.
You can't be popping up on me like that. You do that too much.
That was like the ring.
Wait a second.
She popped up like the little girl in the ring.
Play it again. Let me see.
Jesus!
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Disappeared.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't be popping up on me like that. You do that too much.
It probably happens 10 times a day at Nick Cannon's house.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Soon to be 12. Yeah. Soon to be 12.
Keenan. I'm going to say something controversial.
Wouldn't be the first time.
No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to say
it. Come on with it.
Brace yourself.
I'm ready.
People act a goddamn fool on the internet.
Speak on it.
Hiding behind a screen really brings out the worst in people.
Yes, yes, but sometimes the internet can also bring out the best in us.
This is Trending Positive.
And here to help us take a look at the lighter side of social media, please welcome the star of Peacock's The Amber Ruffin Show. We got her, Amber Ruffin.
Well, that's Amber. Now, that's different. I didn't know we had Amber.
What up,
hey,
Amber?
Hey, Amber. Thank you for being here. Do you spend a lot of time on social media?
Not much. Maybe 15, 20 hours a day. And for every 600 cringy racist videos out there, there are one or two cute ones that are slightly less racist.
That's a lot of time, bro.
That's a lot of racist.
Wow.
So, I've done some curating, and I want to share a few of my favorites from this past year with you.
Let's look at it.
Yeah.
This girl used her social media platform to show us that even farmers can have annoying-ass coworkers.
Whether it's a turtle or a tortoise, then I would recommend Emmanuel.
Oh, an emu walks by.
Yeah, I know you shouldn't.
Today, we are going to be talking about Emmanuel. Yeah. Don't
what's
do it.
What's this about?
Emmanuel Todd doing? Lopez.
Man, I hear you.
Hello?
Emmanuel.
You hear me? Emmanuel.
My name is Emmanuel, damn it.
Emmanuel's going to do what he wants to do.
That's right.
Does it bother you when certain people speak to certain animals as if they're the same in just responsiveness as, like, a dog?
Or a person.
Or a person. Yeah. Like, that thing did not understand his name was Emmanuel. He didn't turn around one time and give the look of...
He's heard her say that a million times, but he don't know what it means.
Emmanuel.
Or he understands everything she's saying.
No.
And doesn't give a fuck.
Can we recreate it and zoom up close? Like, well, all the way up.
Okay, you ready? Hey, Emmanuel.
Kenan pokes out his tongue like Emmanuel.
Hey, Emmanuel. No. Emmanuel, I said no. Emmanuel, no. That was a goddamn perfect impression of a goddamn goose. What was that?
That's
what
a
are
weird
we looking
ass
at?
Goose,
evil?
Goose monster.
What you got next, Amber?
This next clip is very, very sweet, because no matter how old you get, you're always mom's little boy.
A news clip plays.
Is it because of...
The reporter looks to someone off camera. A car pulls up.
This is my mom. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hi, baby!
Yeah.
Hey. I'm trying to work right now. You over there calling my phone. This is the info. You can say hi.
Changing britches.
And don't be holding up traffic because you got cars behind
that
you.
That are fresh britches. Oh, I know you said you was working, but you've been lying the last three times.
His mom was human Emmanuel. That was human Emmanuel popping up there. That's great.
That's what happened when you speak English. He basically politely told his mom, get the fuck out the shop.
Right.
Get your stupid ass out of here, mom.
My mom right here.
All right,
I think
okay.
She does that in a lot of aspects of his life.
Yeah, I brought you juice.
Well, Amber, what else you got for us?
Until this next clip, I never knew that the T in T-ball stands for twerk.
A young boy dances during a T-ball game.
Hey.
Feeling it. About to strike out.
Pop, 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 hey.
That, they
pop,
need to watch what that little boy is watching.
Hey.
Come on now.
I'm loose. I'm nasty. I'm loose. I'm nasty. Yeah. Don't let the nasty man to the plate.
Oh, my God. What was he listening to when he was walking out?
He was listening to Luke. Pop that pussy. That was a clear...
Pop that pussy.
Yeah, a clear match.
Yeah.
Amber, we have to say thank you. Always, we appreciate you for joining us. The world needs more of you because you provide needed laughter. Keep doing you, girl. We love you.
Amber forms a heart with her hands.
Now, since we're talking about feel-good videos from 2022, we have saved the best for last. Of course, I'm talking about the Corn Kid. Now, if you've been living under a rock or trapped in the corn maze,
nice.
Corn Kid broke the internet when he was asked to describe his favorite food. Check it out.
I really like cones. Cone. Mm-hmm. Cone is awesome.
Can you describe corn to someone who's never tasted it before?
A big lump with knobs. It has the juice. Look at the stem. I can't imagine a more beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's cone.
It's cone.
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 I hope you have a cone-tastic day.
It's the cone.
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 Kong.
Yeah. Well, we have a very special guest. I'm starstruck already. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Kong Kid.
Oh, my God.
It's Kong. There he is.
It's Kong.
What's up, bud?
There he is. Oh, listen, man.
I am amazing.
Yes, you are so amazing. Cool. Yes, you are.
First of all, I'm loving the tooth. I see what you did there, man. Yeah, yeah.
You grew it in.
Grew it in.
Now, Tariq, you can be honest with us. Do you still like corn, or are you kind of sick of it by now?
I still love corn.
Yeah. It's got the juice.
Yeah.
I know.
Come on now. You know how that boy like corn.
Little buttons with knobs.
Yeah, that's you got to eat the corn. Yeah. I know what it is.
This is so exciting. I get to meet the actual Keen and Kel. Like, so funny. Like, made me cracking up. Did and, you? Like, Kel,
uh-huh.
Like, I saw, like, when I was seeing, like, a couple of an episode, I saw you, and, like, you looked like a girl.
Yeah, well, the good thing is, I mean, we both here. So go ahead and ask me. Would you see that I did?
You know, your favorite drink. Because last time you drank orange soda, you literally messed up Kian's girlfriend, Svetle. And then over and over again.
That boy don't know nothing.
So what do you think of a guy named Kevin Hart? You heard of Kevin Hart before?
Tariq looks around, confused.
You know Kevin Hart? He did Jumanji with The Rock. And
But my 12-year-old sister, Etana, is such a big fan of Kevin Hart.
Oh,
but
nice.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Now, you were in the Macy's Day Parade. What was the Jolly Green Giant like? Is he a nice guy?
Yes.
Okay, good. Short answer for that one.
Oh, wait. I forgot one more thing about Kevin Hart. Like, when I see Kevin Hart, could my sister, like, see him and say hi?
Uh-huh.
I would love to say hi to your sister, but I'm just trying to be clear. Are you a fan or not? Like, what's happening, man?
You probably know this, Kel, but I never even knew Kevin Hart until you told me this.
This is Kevin Hart.
He keeps calling me Kel.
I know. But it's, you're
thinks
not.
He I'm Kel.
You're Kevin Hart.
No, he thinks that this is Nickelodeon and you and I are doing a whole thing from Good Burger or all that. You need to set him straight, man.
Okay,
I'm serious, man. I'm getting hot.
Listen, Tariq, just a sidebar. Come closer to the camera so I can whisper in you. This is Kevin Hart right here. Kevin is really, really famous
and
powerful. So you got to give him his respect and his props. Say you like Jumanji. That's all you got to say.
Yeah, man.
Okay, but, like, I mean, like, calling you Kel because you literally are the Kel.
Uh-huh.
You know. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody just lost a year subscription to Kong. And I was going to lace you with a whole bunch of Kong. Tariq, we are so happy for you and all the successes you've had. More importantly, what we love is that you were just being yourself. This is Kel signing out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you, Tariq. Don't cancel your Peacock subscription. We will be right back with more Nickelodeon.
And yes. Welcome back to 2022. Back that year up.
That's right. This year, the economy was all over the place. Gas prices went up, crypto went down, and the McRib went out to pasture. R.I.P. R.I.B.
R.I.P. to the R.I.B. We lost a good one. But guys, it's time for us to get all up in your business.
Text reads, all up in your business.
This year, Tucker Carlson could not contain his rage at one of the biggest hot-button issues facing corporate America of 2022.
The brown M&M has, quote, transitioned from high stilettos to lower block heels. Also less sexy. That's progress. M&Ms will not be satisfied until every last cartoon character is deeply unappealing and totally androgynous.
What is he talking about?
What just happened?
He knows we're not supposed to fuck M&Ms, right?
I don't know. I don't know if he knows that or not. Kenan, Jesus Christ.
All right. Now, the metaverse was already a thing, but this year it got a lot more powerful. Listen to this virtual human talk about virtual reality.
There's one more feature coming soon that's probably the most requested feature on our roadmap.
Oy.
Legs.
Oh, my God, legs.
Mark's avatar jumps.
How do you look unathletic
in the metaverse. That's, right. That's where you make
you
yourself
can make
look
yourself
like the
look
shit.
Like anything.
Yeah, right. You got to give yourself bunnies in the metaverse.
Prove yourself still
this jackass
unathletic.
Still gave himself a white man jump. Look, virtual reality is about to be our new reality, and that's the truth. And guys, I'm not so sure it's a world that I want to live in. Check out this guy using a VR headset to ride a roller coaster. Oh, come on, bro.
Come on now.
Come on, man. Hey, come on, bro. Get your stupid ass.
Yeah.
You got on a seatbelt, Todd.
Is that a roller coaster?
Now, look at this.
You sure that's a roller coaster he's watching?
You know what you just stood in, jackass. Oh, God.
Ain't that much virtual in the world.
No, it's not, man. We can barely handle our actual reality. Here's the thing. Do humans need to be making another reality? That's a real question. I mean, sometimes the virtual gets a little too real.
Blue 42.
You gotta hold it, keep it held down. And then...
Boom. Oh, you knew that was coming. You know good and damn hell well you ain't in no real football game.
Blue 42.
Stop trying to act like you about to just have all the access to a 100-yard field.
He was going in 2,500 square feet house. He was going to the sideline to talk to his coach about the next play.
Hey, coach, what do you think we should run next?
He was so embedded into the game. Coach, I can't hear you. The crowd is too loud. You got to call it in.
You want me to come over there? Okay.
Coach, you want me to come to you? Right. I'm going to come to you.
I bet you that shit wouldn't even turn down.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Why you don't select Cooper Manning as your QB. In 2021, Elon Musk hosted SNL, but in 2022, he was getting laughs for all the wrong reasons. Mm. And after buying Twitter for $44 billion, the boss baby showed up at their offices to really rub it in their face. You can't help but let that thing go. Wait, who is this? Wait, he's a prop comic now? I mean, the man fired 11,000 Twitter employees. And now he's coming from Care Top 2?
By the way, look, the guy has 10 kids. No wonder why he's workshopping dad jokes. You gotta understand that. Now, whenever something big happens on Twitter, Black Twitter always has a reaction. Black Twitter is a thing. It's huge, okay? Huger than huge. And when Black Twitter goes ham, everybody reacts. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, I got somebody that you want to hear from. Our next guest, please welcome Black Twitter himself.
Twitter.
Right. Good to see you, man.
How are you, sir?
How you doing, gentlemen?
How you doing, man?
Always blessed, never stressed, even if the Lord gave me less. Happy to be here.
I know that's right.
Black Twitter's in the building.
I know that's right.
Indeed, indeed.
Indeed. Yeah. All right, well, question number one.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell the people that don't understand why we need Black Twitter?
Regular Twitter's always showing shit that Black people don't care about. Like, you know, white girls with flat asses trying to twerk. Mm-hmm. You got people trying to justify the insurrection up and down Twitter. And you got clips from that boring-ass show, The Crown.
Mm. It's a little dry.
I don't want to see it.
Only crown Black people care about is Crown Roy.
I heard that.
Mm-hmm. And not Apple, either. The regular one.
Yeah. No. So you can put your clippers in the bag. Yeah. Put your clippers in the bag.
That's right. You keep the bag.
That's actually true. I use the bag to carry my stuff.
To keep your clippers.
Yeah, I keep my stuff.
Yeah, keep your razors sharp.
I put my change in my bag.
Yeah. It keeps some change in it.
Yeah,
you can put a few things
good,
in it.
Good to know. Yeah. Condoms when I was younger. Oh, my God. Kenan, it just hit me. It just hit me. You know who Black Twitter looked like?
Who?
What's the guy from The Wire? The guy that's
Clay Davis.
Clay
Davis, you in the goddamn building?
My name is Black Twitter. I would here to talk about Black Twitter. We could proceed.
Black Twitter. We're just giving you shit. No, I'm serious, Black Twitter.
This is an essential conversation.
No, you're right. Look, you're absolutely right. We're going to get back to it. Come on now.
About the Black diaspora on social media.
That's right. Let's get back to the diaspora.
If ain't nobody going to talk about it, we're going to talk about it.
You know?
Listen, what I want you to do is let these people know what kind of content is on Black Twitter.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different things on Black Twitter. There's, you know, trendy dances, of course. There's soul food recipes for the holidays, how to legally avoid paying debt, how to hide money from the government, and, of course, hilarious clips of Family Feud.
Hilarious clips of Family Feud.
Very funny.
Yes.
Steve Harvey.
Now, yes, Steve Harvey, great. Shout out to Steve. Now, I have a non-Black friend. Can he join Black Twitter?
Oh, for sure. As long as their name doesn't end in an E-R. We talking Connor, Tucker, Tanner, Candace Owens.
Hey, you know what, man? You need some white people on Black Twitter, right? The reason why is so you can ask them questions like, do white people have cousins? I don't know. I just don't know.
These are good points you make, Brother Kevin, and I think that we need people of all races on Black Twitter, which is why we allow people of all races on Black Twitter, but only if they can answer a couple of qualifying questions.
Okay.
Do you wash your chicken with soap? Do you shower your legs when you shower?
I've got to get the legs.
Can you name at least four members of New Edition?
Yeah.
What color is Jesus? And is R. Kelly innocent?
Oh, come on. Now, the last one, that's not fair. That's easy. Nobody thinks R. Kelly is innocent.
Well, I know that. But if they say yes, he is, then I know they're just trying to kiss my ass.
That's true. That's very true.
It's the trap. Right.
Here's a question for you all. Who was the fifth member of Jodeci?
Shit.
Fifth member. I want to say Dewan.
Casey, JoJo, Devontae, Gavin. There's one more member of Jodeci.
Did you say Gavin or Dalvin?
You know the one.
Gavin, yeah. Uh-huh.
The fifth member?
And then there was one more of
Jodeci. Earl.
Earl. Big Earl.
Big Earl.
Cocaine.
Cocaine.
God damn. Yeah.
Cocaine.
Yeah. It was on the tip of my nose. I was going to say it. I was about to say it. Played a valuable part in that group's success.
Last question. Elon Musk paid $44 billion for Twitter, right? How much would you sell Black
$1,500.
Twitter? $1,500. Okay, that was quick. $1,500. Come on, you're worth more than that, don't you think?
Back to Twitter watch.
Yeah, I'm worth more than that, but I need rent money right now.
Man. I feel you.
All right.
Well, Black Twitter, everybody. Yeah, Black Twitter. Twitter. Man. Black Twitter.
Wow. Wait, Black Twitter, where you going? You can stay. Hang out.
Shit.
Oh, I knew that was him.
Clay Davis.
That was Clay Davis.
Stick around, people. We'll be right back.
Now streaming on Peacock. Herschel Walker lost his campaign for senator, but now he's found a new way to serve Georgia.
I'm Herschel Walker, Texas Georgia Ranger, and the talking good, I am a stranger. A lot of people blaming it on CTE. What's that spell? But in this town, I am the boss. No abortion at any cost, unless it's for women who got pregnant by me. What's that smell? I'm a Southeastern equalizer. Ain't never been shot by Moderna or Pfizer. I tore it up in USFL games. I got four kids, but don't know their names. I call bullshit on a climate changer because I'm Herschel Walker, Texas Georgia Ranger.
Premieres first trimester 2023.
The Peacock logo appears.
Welcome back to 2022, Back That Year Up.
You know, after 2 years in lockdown, people spent $58 billion on weddings in 2022. And most of that, well, was Ben and J-Lo. This is Love After Lockdown. People were making up for lost time, and they came to the party, especially the drunk uncle.
A man holds sparklers.
It's been going bad. Oh, you done lit it on fire.
Look at your stupid ass.
You on fire immediately. Because you're dancing.
Oh, well, let the motherfucker like, burn then.
Just like whatever.
Yeah. You're
just trying to.
What are you doing?
With your arm now, you got your dumb ass on fire. Get your dumb ass out
Hold
the
on.
Fire.
Hold on.
Oh, look at him still dancing. Yeah. This is a rental tuxedo. Hey. I don't care.
What y'all panicking for? Ain't nothing but a flame. Put it out. And then keep the party going. You know, sometimes the best man is not the best man for the job.
Wedding footage plays. A woman walks down the aisle.
Zoom in on those. Is that loud?
Yeah, are you fucking dumb, dude?
I can't hear you.
You fucking asshole, dude.
To the music, I can't hear it.
I'm fucking mic'd up also.
You just yelled into it.
You're an idiot.
The best man grins.
What the fuck, Jake?
Well, that was definitely crazy.
It was.
And we actually have someone who was at that wedding, one of the other bridesmaids. Please welcome Kayleana.
Oh, wow. We have one of the bridesmaids here.
Hi.
Oh, well, hey.
How are you?
All right.
Oh, okay. Oh,
God. All right. Good to see you. Kayleana, I'm pronouncing that correctly?
It's close enough.
Okay, good. Thank you for coming on. Yeah. And I bet you might be upset with that groomsman for how he talked about your friend.
She is drinking wine.
No.
Okay.
I'm not. I'm upset because he didn't say it about me. Like, zoom in on these.
Okay.
Are these not zoom-inable?
Okay.
She wants
zoom
it for herself.
In.
No, that's...
Why aren't the cameras moving?
Well, stop. That's a lie.
We're not allowed.
Yeah, that's aggressive. We're not going to do that.
Seriously, is it because you can see my nude bra? Is it because you can see it in the back?
No.
Yeah, you can see that.
Is that not how it's supposed to to be?
No, I think so. It's supposed to hide the bra.
Yep.
Okay.
So are you, you're upset that they didn't objectify you?
Colin?
That's not Colin.
I'm
that's
Kenan.
That's Kenan.
Colin.
Are you still drunk, Kayliana?
Are you hitting on me?
Okay, no.
It's okay
no.
if you are.
I'm not. No,
no
Kayliana,
not,
nobody's
okay.
hitting on you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not.
Can I make a speech?
Sure.
It's speech o'clock.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, shh. You guys are so great together.
Thank you.
I just love that you found love. And, you know, sometimes, like, in a couple, like, one person's really funny, but the other one's not that funny. But you guys are both so funny, so it's going to work out forever.
We're just co-stars, not
just friends.
I love you guys so much, especially Cronut. You're the best.
Good job, Cronut.
Who the fuck is Cronut?
Yeah, good job. Yeah.
Thank you so much, right. Conan.
You're welcome.
Okay. She's not gonna, she called you five different homes. She's drunk.
She's not gonna
okay.
No,
Kayliana, don't you throw up.
Zuma.
Kayliana, get the camera off of her. Kayliana, no. Jesus. Guys, we'll be right back. We'll be right back with more show after we get Kayliana to the bathroom. God damn.
This is not Bill Cosby's house. You have to get up.
You get up, Kayliana.
You have to get up.
Kevin is at the desk. Kenan stands across the room.
Welcome back to 2022. Back that year up. Kenan, what are you doing over there?
Well, you know, Kev, there's a lot of turmoil going on in the world right now.
Well, yeah, I know that, but come over here and we'll talk about it like we've been doing.
No, no, no. I think I'll stay right over here and sing about it.
Sing about what, Kenan?
You know, people fighting and beefing. We got to stop the attacks. I think what the whole world needs is a little makeup sex.
Wait, what?
Can we change the lights and the music, please?
Did you say sax or sex? What'd you just say?
Come on, man, it's in the prompter. Let's get it.
Okay.
All right. Republicans and Democrats, it's time to face the facts. Y'all need to come together and have some makeup sax.
Kevin plays the saxophone.
Harry Styles and Chris Pine, don't worry, darling. It's all gonna be fine. Quit your spitting and just relax. Y'all dudes need to have some makeup sex.
Kevin plays the saxophone without pressing any of the keys.
Drake, why you beefing with the guy from Reddit? He had a baby with Serena, man. Give that white boy some credit. So turn down the lights, put on one of your new dance tracks. Slide into his DMs for a little makeup sex.
Kevin dances as he plays a small toy saxophone.
Larsa Pippen gave Jordan's son a chance. Scotty may have been done with MJ, but it wasn't her last dance. Time to raise your banner up in her pants. I'm talking about a little makeup sex.
Kevin is texting as the saxophone music begins. He rushes over to the saxophone and pretends to play.
Now, Elon Musk tried to make Twitter bigger, but all I see is a bunch of white boys saying,
"Hey, kid, hey, hey!"
What? I was gonna say whatever they want. I mean, what type of nigga do you think I am?
Goddamn, Kenan. What? What are you doing?
I guess that we got it?
Yeah, no, we got it.
You threw boom! Off, you got that.
Makeup
sex.
Okay. Just come over. Oh, brother,
good
you did a good job.
Bro.
Great saxophone, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, man. That fake saxophone playing, that was top shelf.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, right? Mm-hmm. You know, people call me Kevin G.
They don't.
They definitely don't. But right now, man, we are coming close to the end.
Of days?
No, man, the show,
right?
What an amazing show it was. You may not know this, but celebrities are getting all kinds of things sent to them ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my gift bag from the Emmys this year, it already had the Emmy that I'm going to win next year in it.
Wow, that's a big gift bag.
Yeah.
Peacock wants us to let people know what's going to be big next year, which is why they sent us all of next year's stories.
Let's give people a little sneak peek of what's going to happen in 2023. Next year's news.
Well, Elon Musk buys the Washington Commanders and changes their name back to the Redskins. Yep,
that's incredible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Should have seen that one coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Joe Biden in stable condition after falling off of Peloton.
Ah, damn.
Yeah.
Joe, they made it safer, though.
Yeah,
they did.
They tried. Right?
John Wick 4 producers admit it's just John Wick 3 with a 4.
Post Malone finds tiny spot above eye for new tattoo.
Oh, shit. There you go.
One space
a
available.
New spot, right? Yeah. All right. Yep. For the first time in history, Kevin Hart turns down a project.
Wow, says, look at that. Take
well,
a break.
Yeah, well.
Get some relaxation.
I mean, I hope that's not true.
Oh, wait a minute. Dr. Fauci will be appearing on The Masked Singer, and he's going to get disqualified for refusing to take his mask off.
Oh, yeah. Shit. That's tough. This is good. Old white person learns who Zendaya is, and they feel euphoric. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's good.
Kenan Thompson stars in the vegan reboot Beyond Good Burger.
Wow, that's creative. Am I in that?
Yeah, I think you're playing kale.
The corn kid fucked me. He really did. Hey, guys, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
What I want you to do is have a great 2023.
Two,
Before
three.
We get out of here, let's see what Black Twitter is already saying about the show.
Let's see. Huh?
Yeah, I want to see.
See
probably going off.
Oh,
I know
we're
they
done.
Are.
Yeah, it's a great show, but it needs more diversity in the hosts. Hashtag Peacock So Black.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, shit. Dionne Warwick and Pete Davidson fucking.
Oh, God damn.
That's crazy.
That's going down right now, man. This one says, I'm still looking for 1,500.
You still yeah. Okay now. Yeah. All right, Black still, Twitter still looking yeah, for that 1500. Got you. We got you straight,
All
Black
right,
Twitter.
Guys.
Don't worry about
hey,
it.
Hey, we'll see you next year for 2023 and me.
That's right.
Nice. This is fucking great.
Done. You got it. Y'all have it. You have it there.
Yes, come on again.
Take a picture too.
You have it.
Terry Crews.
We got it. Terry will get us a post. Come on, man.
Yeah, now Terry did it the right way.
Kenan, go. Kenan, we got to get you out of here.
Terry
Come
did
on,
it right.
Photo this ass. I got to change my clothes for it. Let's go.